Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 335 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Going old school for Thanksgiving. I am going to do this one myself. There's no interview, and I'm not adding a recorded interview. We'll get back to interviews next week. Love doing them, but this is just a quick one. It is Wednesday the 24th. The day before Thanksgiving. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. I hope it's healthy and safe. And if you want the family there, I hope they're there. And if you don't want the family there, I hope they're not. So, I'm calling this The Verdict Is In because there were two big verdicts in the past week. No surprise that Rittenhouse was found not guilty up in Wisconsin. We know the judge was biased. The judge did everything he could to make sure Rittenhouse wouldn't be found guilty, including dropping the charge of a minor having a gun, even though he was a minor with a gun, and saying that you couldn't call the victims of his shooting victims, even though they were obviously victims. They had two dead, one wounded. And he even let him pick the jury numbers like it's a random pick to pick 12 numbers out of 18, and Rittenhouse picked 6. The best meme I saw was when someone put up a picture of the judge and Rittenhouse and said, "You want bae." For those who don't know, bae means your boyfriend, girlfriend, lover. I can't get into all the genders involved. Your significant other. You want bae looking at you the way the judge looks at Rittenhouse. It's open season. Listen, this is who we are, okay? This is who we are. And when I say we, I mean Americans. We shoot people. That is what we do. And this case has shown that you can be at home, get up, get your gun, go to a protest because you don't agree with the protesters, shoot some people, and claim it's self-defense. You can actually carry a gun if you're a white male. Okay, let me preface that. If you're a white male, you can do this. If you're any other, you might not want to try it. But you can actually go to a protest. And we've seen this, right? We saw it all last year, these white men, militias, paramilitary dreamers, whatever. You bring your gun to the protest, but now we found out you can bring your gun to the protest and say, "Oh, I feared for my life," and shoot people at the protest. And they're not victims. They're looters and rioters. This is what's going on. And I'm going to talk more about this in a minute. The murderers of Ahmaud Arbery in Atlanta have been found guilty. These three garbage people, Greg McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Bryan, have been found guilty of murder. From the article I read, the sentence is life, and it's just a matter of it's with or without parole. I guess we'll see. And some people would be like, "Well, aren't you happy about that?" Not really. Not really, because they still hunted him down and killed him. The modern day lynch mob got in a pickup, saw a black man going for a jog, got in a pickup truck, chased him down, murdered him, and then videoed, and thought they would support the video, get support from the video, which I'm sure they did, and were surprised that they've been found guilty. That's right, we're surprised they've been found guilty. So, happy about it? No. Justice? Yeah. Good. You know, and everything I say here is obviously my opinion, but, okay, let me back up. When Michelle Obama said, "When they go low, you go high," I never agreed with that. I said, when they go low, we, meaning Democrats, progressive, left wing, whatever you want to call it, need to go low also. Like, you can't fight this. But you know what? The left, and it doesn't have the low that the right has. The left, you have a few people. Okay, there was a march after the Rittenhouse verdict in Wisconsin. And a black man and his daughter, and I could look up these articles, but I'm sorry. I don't have the names. But they went to this march, him and his daughter, and they had their guns, and they were there to protect the protesters, which I get it. But here's the thing. If he or his daughter had shot someone, we know they wouldn't get the same consideration as Rittenhouse. And more importantly, we shouldn't have to. Why do we have to have armed civilians at protests? The left isn't as good at this as the right. The right shows up with a bunch of guns because this is who they are, okay? And this is who we are. This is who our country has become. The left, forget about what I said about go low, because the left doesn't have that kind of low. The left doesn't have somebody sitting at home watching a pro. Yeah, they all that Antifa bullshit, it's just that bullshit. There's no one on the left sitting at home watching a protest saying, you know what, I need to go kill people there. I need to go kill them. There are no Democratic Congress people who are as unhinged as Marjorie Taylor Greene and who endorse violence. There are no left-wingers who would offer jobs to Kyle Rittenhouse. The left-wing wouldn't give Kyle Rittenhouse probably millions of dollars that he's, who knows what he got through his GoFundMe for his defense. It's not going to happen. The right-wing has loaded the courts. They've redistricted to make sure they keep their congressional people in. They do everything to stop people from voting. These are all things the left wing doesn't do, is not capable of doing, doesn't think about doing. These people are horrible. And like the old cartoon said, I have seen the enemy and he is us. This is America, people. This is who we are. This is what we do. Let's not pretend. From the school board meetings where you have parents threatening teachers, where you have parents going to the principal's office with zip ties ready to take a principal hostage. The shutdown, you know, the critical race theory thing is beautiful, right? Because somebody posted after the Rittenhouse verdict, they posted, if only we had a theory that would somehow explain white supremacy and how this has happened over the years. Of course we do. It's called the critical race theory. It's a study that they actually proved true by shutting it down, by not allowing it to be taught in schools, shows how deep this white supremacy, white privilege, whatever you want to call it, how deep it runs. It runs so deep that they're like, nah, we don't want to teach our kids the truth. We're going to keep things the way they are, and it works. We're going to go kill people because we don't agree with them. Don't worry, we'll let you off for it, and then we'll offer you a job. We'll actually make you a hero. Yeah, on occasion, you're going to get convicted like the three in Atlanta, but don't worry about that. We'll take care of it. They will always be treated better, even at the worst of criminality, than any other. And the left wing doesn't have that. The left wing doesn't have. Rachel Maddow is not Tucker Carlson. Okay, Rachel Maddow didn't make a documentary full of made up facts and bullshit about insurrection, about attacking the government. Tucker Carlson's documentary was such a lie that people quit at Fox News because they said they couldn't still be associated with this. So I was wrong when I say go low, because it's impossible to go this low. The left wing does not have these people. As far as what America is, in Florida and where else, but in Florida, a pregnant woman, a librarian, was shot after she pulled her gun in a road rage incident. So what happened, this woman, Sarah Morales, hit a guy named Andrew Durr's motorcycle intentionally, hit him. So he and some witnesses followed her because she hit him and drove off. When she got home, she went inside. She got her gun. She came outside, not knowing that he was licensed to carry a gun, and he shot and killed her. This is America today. The gun is the solution. Murder is the answer. So now we have a pregnant woman who was the mother of another child dead. We have the guy who was innocent in this until attacked with a car to deal with the trauma. And who knows his mental state? I don't know who he is. It doesn't have any, you know, his background or whatever. Maybe he's okay with this, but probably not. It's probably not okay killing this woman. He has the psychological trauma and all of that. Yeah, she left behind an 11-year-old daughter. So this is who we are. That's all. This is who we are. Get your gun. Get your gun. Let's shoot it. Let's shoot it out. We are the Old West. No one's charged with a crime here. That's not a crime. Her getting her gun, going home, getting her gun, blah, blah, blah. Not a crime. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. The left can't go this low. The left's not armed. Society, here's another article, critical race theory is white history. I'm done. I'm sorry. Got nothing. Yes, they were found guilty in Atlanta. Good. But why are we still surprised? Why are we surprised? First of all, why do three white men feel that they have the right to hunt down and shoot a black man in the street? And then why are we surprised when they're found guilty? That's how bad we are. As I said, the left going low, you can't get as low. You know, Nancy Pelosi is not Mitch McConnell. Nancy Pelosi would not hinder the president from putting on a Supreme Court justice. The Democrats, and when I say they don't know how, and they're comp, I don't want to be that bad. You know what? I don't want to be associated with pieces of shit like them. So I don't know what the solution is. Some people have given up on America. I have a friend, Matt. He says, look, the experiment failed. He said, America is an experiment. No other country in history has brought together all these different races, cultures, religions, and tried to make it work. We have tried. And he said, yeah, we've proven it failed. We got our guns. We're shooting each other. The robberies going on. This is the thing I don't understand about these robberies. So now what they're doing is groups of people, 5, 10, even one time it was even 80, smash a store window, you know, high-end store, Nordstrom, Gucci, whatever, run in, just grab things, start stealing stuff and run out. Insane. Ridiculous. Get some dogs. There are dogs trained, okay, to protect stuff. Leave a couple of Rottweilers in the Gucci store. And when they smash that window and them Rottweilers come charging, let's see who runs into the store. Better yet, and I knew a dog trainer who would do this. He trained dogs to allow you to break in and then not allow you to leave. You know, so it is robbery. It's a shame. And now they're following rich people home. And there have been people shot. Okay, they see you at a restaurant in Beverly Hills. There was some guy, he had on a watch that cost a few $100,000. They stole his watch. Other people, they're following him home. Some woman got robbed for a fortune in jewelry and stuff like that. It's horrible. But it's who we are. Get a dog. Have attack dogs roaming these stores at night. Trust me, they will break in once. pack of Dobermans will put an end to that quick, fast, and in a hurry. So that's it. That's all I got for the pod. I could go on and on, but again, I'm just tired. This Rittenhouse thing, Rittenhouse, not a surprise. And unfortunately, the three garbage murderers in Atlanta are a surprise, that they were found guilty. go low, can't. Don't have that kind of low. Don't have that. And it is, should we just all go to our protests armed and wait for somebody to disagree with you so you can shoot them and claim it was self-defense? No. No. Can we fix this? We tried. We had President Barack Obama, and what was the answer to it? Trump. America has shown who she is. It's not pretty. It's not getting any better. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I am thankful my family's healthy and I got the Hulk. So I'm still working and people are still laughing. So there's that. So I'm thankful for that. I'll be at the Arlington Draft House this weekend, as I always am on Thanksgiving weekend. Love that town. Love that gig. I so wish you the best, and I don't have a solution. I mean, I'm a comedian. I'm supposed to have a solution. I was talking with a comic named Ian Edwards about that. Look up Ian Edwards. Brilliantly funny. Amazing comic. Love that guy. I will be back next week doing interviews, and it's going to be a special one because I'm interviewing one of the great comics out there and a good friend, Tom Papa. I promise you, Tom will have some good news. My good news? It's Thanksgiving. Take the weekend off. Let's hope we don't kill each other getting to a store on Black Friday, because, you know, we like doing that too. Sorry, I ended on a negative, didn't I? Have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm shutting up.